You're listening to KHUM. That was Bill Withers and Lovely Day. Thank you for that lovely request.
Well, of course, yeah. I can't get enough of that guy.
I know. I love Bill Withers. One of my favorite albums is The Essential Bill Withers. So that's really cool. But right now I'm speaking with Beth Frink, who is a fund development director on over at Friends of the Dunes. And you all have your Get Outside Gear Sale, which is happening on Saturday.
We do. We have so much stuff. It's kind of incredible how much has been donated. We have lots of new gear. We have lots of used gear. We have $3,000 of clothing from Patagonia. Some of it's new, some of it's gently used. We also have kayaks and bikes. We have an inflatable stand-up paddleboard. Okay. We have all sorts of stuff. So, as I said, new and used, but it's all gently used. Nothing there is going to be kind of ratty or anything like that.
And they're all at least $20 value, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely worth your while to get out there. It's this Saturday from 11 to 3. And we're really excited because Michael Kaufman is going to be there. And Michael Kaufman is an educator and ecologist and the president of the Bigfoot Trail Alliance. And his new book, Hiking in Humboldt, Volume 1, which is an outdoor guide to hiking in Humboldt. Like, we were just discussing how many great trails there are around here. Well, he's kind of like written the book literally so we can go find out where to go, because it's gorgeous and it's time to get outdoors.
And he's going to have his book there and we'll be signing it.
Yeah, he has his book release party. Exactly. He's going to be signing it, and he's been very generous. 25% of the sales are going to Friends of the Dunes. So I know I'm going to buy a book. I hope. They're great gifts, and it's really just, this is volume one, so there's more coming. So we just have so many awesome places to get outside, which is why Friends of the Dunes has this great sale. So you can get your equipment, because sometimes it can just be so pricey to go outside and kind of get going on a new sport.
And half the prices, half the money that people use to buy that equipment will go to you all, and then the other half to the seller?
Yeah, there's some consignment items, exactly. So someone will say like, oh, I wanted to donate my surfboard, but surfboards are really expensive, so I'd like to get some money back. And we're actually still taking donations up to 4 o'clock tomorrow, and we're accepting donations. You could come to the Humboldt Coastal Nature Center, which is where the event is going to be held. It's in Manila, in between Eureka and Arcata. So you can drop off gear there up till 4 o'clock. We also are collecting gear at Adventure's Edge and Eureka Natural Foods.
And Adventure's Edge, both in Arcata and Eureka.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And Eureka Natural Foods also has their Change for Change.
Yes, they have their Change for Change. They're being very generous right now. They are sponsoring Friends of the Dunes this week. They've done it Sunday, and they'll do it through the end of the week, where if you go shopping there, they'll round up the change. So say you buy a bunch of stuff and there's some change left over, that money they'll round up and donate to us. And we're just so thankful for them to be so generous with their time and let us come in and collect more gear.
That's wonderful. And you do that often with them, don't you?
I don't know. We're lucky to have such a strong partnership with them. So yeah, we've done it a few times and it's been really successful. People are, you know, the money that we collect goes to kind of build the environmentalists of the future. And you were talking this morning about the dam removal and how wonderful that is. And a lot of us, myself included, became an environmentalist because I had exposure to the outdoors and I got to be outside and explore. So it's kind of like this loop, you know, this feedback loop where you give people the gear, they get outside, they get excited, and, you know, and then we create these activists, or if not activists, just excited enthusiasts who want to be outside and explore their environment. So it really follows the mission of Friends of the Dunes.
And care and respect the environment as well.
Certainly, yeah. And there's going to be gear for children. There's going to be gear for adults. And the parking lot always fills up. So we actually have a free beer for people who ride their bikes.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we want people to ride their bikes, come out, bring a backpack, of course, so you can fill it up. But we, you know, we have a limited amount of parking spots, so you don't want anybody to be pushed away because they can't find parking or have to park far away.
And that's a nice ride out to Manila.
It's gorgeous, yeah. And we actually are really lucky because Eureka Natural Food is going to be providing beer. They have Everyday Pale Ale, which is their special beer they're going to be selling, and they're going to be doing desserts. We also have soda, and we're going to have Pizza Gago, which is a really nice pizza place. Those are my buddies, actually. They have a mobile pizza oven. Have you ever had them before?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're so good. So you can make your little pizza, order your pizza, sit outside, drink a beer, have a soda, have some dessert, and listen to music by the Redwood Yogurt Boys.
Cool. Awesome.
Get some gear. And hopefully, you know, it's been so gorgeous. You really no excuse not to go to the beach.
So go on out there, check out what they have. I'm sure that everybody out there can definitely use some new stuff.
Yeah.
So go on out there, check it out. New as in, you know, new to you or new. So go on out there and get outside and go and support Friends of the Dunes.
Yeah, and it's this Saturday, the 9th, 11 to 3, Humboldt Coastal Nature Center. There's more information about Friends of the Dunes at friendsofthedunes.org. We also have a Facebook page, and we are on Instagram because we are entering the new age.
I like
that. We're becoming cool now.
And you can also drop off donations if you have some other stuff that you want to donate to this. You can drop off donations all the way up until 4 p.m. tomorrow over at Humboldt Coastal Nature Center, Adventure's Edge, and Eureka Natural Foods.
Yeah, and Adventure's Edge only has one store. I don't know why I said that, but they're in Arcata.
Oh, it says on this flyer here, Arcata and Eureka, so I don't know.
Oh. Well, then I could just be wrong.
So I was wrong.
No.
Someone's
wrong. I'll take the blame. It's usually me. But we really want to see you guys come out. It's going to be so much fun. And we're just thankful for our sponsors. We're thankful for the people who've donated so far. We really do appreciate it. The donations you give to us allow us to keep working with children and get environmental education out there to the community. And we just want to say thank you.
So get outside gear sale going on Saturday the 9th from 11 until 3. It's just a $1 to $5 sliding scale donation to go on in. So it's over at the Humboldt Coastal Nature Center, which is located at 220 Stamps Lane in Manila. Thank you for coming in today.
Oh, well, thanks so much, Bailey. This was great.
It was wonderful. All right, we're going to take a short break and then get back into the tunes in just a few minutes. You're listening to KHAM.